This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A trio of Eastern European leaders met Ukraine's president in his besieged capital Tuesday in a defiant act of solidarity as Russian forces pressed in and airstrikes claimed yet more lives in the city under curfew. As talks ground on between Moscow and Kiev in a bid to halt the devastation, the White House announced U.S. President Joe Biden will visit Europe next week to shore up NATO's unity as war rages on its eastern flank. Talks between Russia and Ukraine will continue Wednesday, AP correspondent Mike Grossier reports.
An advisor to Ukraine's president who spoke to Russian negotiators via video link Monday and Tuesday said the talks were very difficult and vicious. Mykhailo Podolyak said there are fundamental contradictions, but added there is certainly room for compromise. Another senior aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky, Deputy Chief of Staff Ihor Zovkva, called talks more constructive and said Russia stopped calling for Ukraine to surrender. This week's talks via video link follow three rounds of negotiations in Belarus that failed to produce any breakthroughs. The talks will continue Wednesday. I'm Mike Grossia.
The nearly three-week-old conflict has revived Cold War-level tensions between Moscow and the West and sent more than 3 million Ukrainians fleeing across the border to seek refuge in neighboring states, according to the UN. As a 35-hour curfew came into force in Kiev, President Volodymyr Zelensky hosted the Polish, Czech, and Slovenian prime ministers in the first visit by foreign leaders to the besieged city since Russia's invasion. This is VOA News.